point, because regardless of the truth of these stories this morning, they could be falser than a peroxide rinse. Regardless of that, I think the stories have had their impact, and that people are going to believe there have been infringements, no matter what the facts are. Do you follow me there, Bob? My concern is to see if we can't get the president in a position where he is clean as the driven snow. And I think if the public believes that, then they will put this thing into perspective and say, oh, hell, this was just a few officers irresponsibly, everything's going to be pulled into line again because the president and the secretary and the responsible officials of Washington are acting to preserve this neutrality.
Well, I think that, I think you could say, I hate to suggest that he's asking an investigation be made, because then you got a report upon the results.
That's true, But the report might be useful, too.
Yeah, but it's hard, you know, to make that kind of, you don't want to have an investigation if you can avoid it. You don't want to be in a position of that, and all kinds of things can come out. This is good. But I do think that you can state that the president's specific instructions have consistently been, and then just make that quote.
Okay.
And you can expand on, of course, the troops were sent in there to protect American lives and remained, become part of the OAS force to preserve order in the area. But it has been clear from the start, and the president's specific instructions have been that it's essential we maintain impartiality.
Now, of course, the next question is, how about these incidents?
Refer that to the Defense Department.
To refer to defense or to state now, Bob? We've,
Well, either one, as far as I know.
We've been, I almost think defense might be better here. Because,
I would think so.
It carries more credibility.
Well, and they're military operations.
Right.
I don't know whether you refer them to defense here or refer them to, conceivably, to Mr. Vance in Santo Domingo.
Well, if I refer them to... I think it's best to refer them to defense. Then, if it's advisable, I think it would be advisable to get them answered in Santo Domingo as far as the individual incidents are concerned. It carries more credibility from down there. But quite possibly.
All right, we'll just refer them to defense, and I'll talk to Arthur, and we'll get ourselves lined up somewhere or other to handle them.
That I shall do.
Okay, fine.
You bet, Bob.